Hello everyone, Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Welcome to part 6 of our 2018 AVN Awards podcast series. Got a lot to get through, so we'll get the stuff out of the way. First of all, sponsorships are available, $100 for this and every podcast through the end of January 2018. So the rest of this series, as well as any reaction to the show and anything we do at the show. $100, and half of that does go to Walk for a Cure for Alzheimer's and the name of my mom. So if you're interested, drop me a line. Same place you'll drop feedback, roger@rogerreviews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter or Facebook, or down at the bottom of the page if you check it out on rogerreviews.com. Just leave a comment, ask a question. I will cover it in the next podcast. Have a couple of questions, comments we might get to. Depends on time. Before we go, I just want to wish everybody happy holidays, wherever you are, however you're celebrating. I hope you're doing it safely and with people you love. And remember, just try and spread a little bit of cheer. Okay, so if you want to follow along, avn.com, avnawards.com. Either way, I am on avn.com/awards/nominees. We finished up with a great, great category, Best Group Sex Scene. Fantastic category. That was back at the end of part 5. So we begin about, a third of the way down the page, Best Ingenue Movie. And for those of you wondering what exactly the criteria is, that was one of the questions. How do you know the criteria? Well, I've got my ballot open here. Click on the category. It's described as a title featuring and marketing youthful slash fresh girls, ages 18 to 21, formerly Best Young Girl Release. So that's what Best Ingenue is, exactly what you would expect. The nominees for this category are, goodness, and guys, again, forgive me, I am really sick today. My voice is really bad. I got a really nice compliment on my soothing voice. I hope it's not too unsoothing today because of my wonderful sickness. Best Ingenue Movie, Bang Bros 18, number 13. Best New Starlets 2017. I always enjoy those, the big group collections from Elegant Angel, whether it's Performers of the Year, Girl Performers of the Year, MILF Performers of the Year, and Best New Starlets. Those are always good. The Dirty Dolls from New Sensation. Extra Small Chicks Fucking Huge Dicks 18 from Team Skeet. Girl Scout Nookies from Lethal Hardcore. Very clever title. Hook Up Hotshot Cruising the Internet Hotshot slash Evil Angel. Insane Ingenues from Pretty Dirty. Only Teens from Kelly Madison. Papa Holmes Young Lady from Jules Jordan. That was a fun movie. Pretty Little Teens 8 from Porn Pros, Spying on Teen Sluts 2 from Mofos, Student Body 6, Sweet Sinner, that's a nice series, Super Cute 7 from Hard Axe, very well-shot movie there, Who's Banging the Babysitter from Wicked, and Young Fantasies 2 from Vixen Jules Jordan. We have a nice variety here. I mean, the Vixen stuff, like the Blacked and the Tushy, pops up in different series. It's tough to beat because it's so beautifully shot, edited really well. So that's going to be a tough one. The Super Cute series from Hard Axe is really nice looking. I really liked both Best New Starlets 2017 and the Steve Holmes, Papa Holmes movie was also a lot of fun to watch. Best Interracial Movie. Let's just for fun, let's take a look at how that is categorized. And yes, now you guys know I'm doing this live. I'm looking this up with you. Best Interracial Movie. How is it exactly defined? Title marketed as interracial and comprised entirely of interracial sex scenes. So it does not define interracial any more than that. Which, and we've talked about this, there's sort of a double standard. But another issue, if you want to talk about that, we'll talk about it another time. Let's keep this going. Going too fast. Slow down. Be soothing. Best interracial movie. Axel Braun's Brown Sugar. You guys know I like black women, white women, Asian women, women of all types. But I do enjoy really well-shot movies featuring black women because there aren't enough of them. So I did enjoy that one. Big Wet Interracial Asses 2 from Elegant Angel, Black and Blonde from Dark X, Dirty Little Interracial Schoolgirl Stories from New Sensations, Dread from Jules Jordan, great new series, Fear of a Black Penis 4 from Lethal Hardcore. Again, I think if you stack up Lethal Hardcore titles, they probably win the cleverest titles for any company right now. I Fucked My Black Stepbrother 2, Aiden Star, Evil Angel. There goes my voice again. Interracial Encounters from X-Art. Interracial Icon from Blacked. James Dean Slays Black Pussy from Dogfart Pulse. Lex's Breastfest 8 from Lexington Steel. The Mandingo Challenge 2 from Jules Jordan. Mandingo Fucks the Archangels from Archangel. My First Interracial 9 from Blacked. And School of Black Cock 3 from Burning Angel. Again, we've got a couple of black titles in here. They're tough to beat. Same reason we just said. They're beautifully shot, perfectly edited, really good stuff. This is Best Movie. The Mandingo Challenge 2 was excellent. The first Dread movie was really, really good. Interracial Icon 4 is also good. There's a lot of good titles here. I think it's tough to beat the Lansky stuff right now because it's kind of exquisite. Mandingo's in here twice. I don't know if that hurts him. Which Mandingo movie is better. But it's interesting. I do see it. It's obviously, you guys can take a look. It's primarily black on white. That's how interracial is kind of defined in the industry. Best Lewd Propositions Movie. This is an interesting category. Let's see how they define that. It should be fairly obvious, I guess. I don't know. Somebody said they were interested in this. If you guys like it, let me know. Lewd. Best Lewd Propositions Movie. Defined as title with a central theme of people procuring sex from others by way of coercion, manipulation, barter, or the presence of some opportunity. Okay, well, that's a whole lot of the old school reality porn stuff. Also, you might, if you like this topic or think it's interesting, you might want to check out another podcast I did with Kelly Shibari about clip stores censoring certain kinds of material because they had taken out some, they had left in this kind of movie. And I wonder what you guys think in the climate of sexual harassment and assault, if this kind of coercion movie is acceptable, or if it's helpful fantasy, or what it is. Again, you guys can pick up the topic if you want. Best Lewd Proposition Movie, Amateurs 1 and 7 from Net Video Girls. I really like the Net Video Girls stuff. It's really simple. It usually could use a little editing, tightening up, but I enjoyed it. It's fun. Babysitter Auditions from Burning Angel, Backroom Facials from Bang Bros, Bang Bus 67. That's a great series. I mean, it's been going on for a long time, and it's just fun. Blackmail Cheating Teens from Kevin Moore, Evil Angel. Kevin does a lot of the blackmail stuff, and Blackmail Tenants from Blackmail, Evil Angel. I think they're fun and they're sexy and it's fantasy, but I wonder how you guys feel. Casting Couch Amateurs 19, Interracial Transactions from She Will Cheat Metro. That's a really good line, by the way. Metro's kind of revived itself with that series. And yeah, I'm probably not going to edit out the taking a drink. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sick. I'm trying to get through these. Money Talks 2 from Reality Kings. My Dirty Maid 4 from Bang Bros. Nubile's Casting 15. Picked Up for a Suck, Reality Kings. Prowling for Teen Pussy, Reality Kings. Sex for Rent, Spizo. And Tonight's Girlfriend, 61. That's interesting. The Tonight's Girlfriend stuff is usually prostitution. Okay, procuring sex from others by way of coercion, manipulation, or barter, or, well, okay. I suppose that still fits. That's a good series, by the way. from here, like I said, I really enjoy the Net Video Girl stuff. It's a little raw, but I like it. The two Kevin Moore series, I hope those don't cancel each other out, because Kevin shoots really good stuff, and he has for a long time. Doesn't get the same sort of coverage that a lot of the Gonzo shooters do, but he just does a really nice job of making just good Gonzo sex movies. Best Makeup. Bad Babes Incorporated, Adam and Eve, Brazzers Presents The Parodies, Christmas Spirit, Girls Way, The Faces of Alice, Girls Way, Justice League, XXX, My Killer Girlfriend, Burning Angel, Parodies Awaken Digital Playground, Power Bangers, Brazzers Parody from Brazzers, The Quest from Digital Playground, Rena Ellis Saves the World, and XXX 90s Parody, Digital Playground, Sexploitation of Leia Falcon, a.k.a. Horley Quinn, Desire, Star Wars Underworld from Digital Playground, Takers from Wicked, Vampires, Girls Way, and A Very Adult Wednesday Addams 2. This category always comes into what makes for best makeup: realistic looking, high-end glamour looking, or something more special effecty. And I go back and forth. Bad Babes is a beautifully made feature all the way around. Faces of Alice, same way. Justice League, I thought the makeup and costume in that movie was fantastic. The Digital Playground parody stuff, I've been starting to watch that. It's really good. The sexploitation of Lea Falcon, makeup plays a huge part in the theme of the movie. Takers, I guess the makeup work there you're talking about is the special effects makeup, the surgery type stuff. So all that was really good. Vampires was great. It's a really nicely made vampire, adult vampire movie, with really good makeup. And the Wednesday Addams stuff, like the Lea Falcon movie, making the person up to look like the character is really important, and it was done very well. So you just kind of have to look at that and see what you value. Okay, best male newcomer. Guys, I'm sorry, this I've said this and I will say it again. This is the biggest who cares category in the voting, as far as I'm concerned. And no disrespect to all the gentlemen in this category. Congratulations. But the fact of the matter is, only one person on this list has shown up on everybody's radar. Generally speaking, new male talent gets known by agents and directors and other talent long before fans ever see them or recognize them. Doesn't mean they're not good. In fact, quite often you could be really good and stay anonymous because you're good, because you do not get in the way, you do not annoy the audience, you just show up and you do your job. The nominees: Jake Adams, Nathan Bronson, Alex D, Dorian Del Isla, Dredd, Derek Ferrari, Juan El Caballo Loco, Logan Long, Rex Oliver, Jay Savage, Jack Slayer, and Cody Steele. If I read that and you instantly thought of titles with these gentlemen, congratulations. Most of you know Dredd. He's got his own line with Jules Jordan. He's massive, and that alone has made him stand out. I would imagine he's going to win. I can't imagine anybody else winning. He's well equipped to take the award home. Best marketing campaign, company image. How do they define that one? Let's take a look. Wow, silence. Because I was on the wrong page. Best marketing company image. Here we go. Outstanding marketing of one company over an entire year. Oh, that was simple. Okay. Adam and Eve, Adult Empire, Brazzers, Burning Angel, Evil Angel, Girlfriends Films, Girls Way, Groovy, Hustler, Jules Jordan Video, Mile High, New Sensations, Vixen, Wicked Pictures, Vivid Entertainment. Adam and Eve has done some nice marketing with their Baumgartner's movies. Adult Empire is coming on pretty strong with their production end. Of course, they've been a retail giant forever. Brazzers is still nicely marketing their big events. They just recently also signed Xander Corvus. Burning Angel always does a good job of letting us know what they're doing and keeping to their core principles. Evil Angel, I think, is still probably the top gonzo company in the business. Girlfriends Films does a great job with their image. Girls Way has done a very nice job with their Model of the Month Dream and Dream Girl stuff. Groovy is in the news quite a bit. Hustler is back. I'm not sure too many people know it, but I suppose the marketing did a good job to get them back. Jules Jordan always does a nice job, especially with the Dredd stuff. Mile High Media has done a good job with some of their big projects. New Sensations. Vixen might be the most high profile right now. If you follow their Instagram, by the way, exquisite, exquisite pictures. Wicked Pictures, especially with the Jessica Drake movie, did a really good job. I gotta say, with Vivid, no offense, I don't remember Vivid doing anything this year except Vivid Radio. So I think you're looking at Vixen, or maybe Wicked or Jules Jordan, to be honest, this year. Best marketing campaign, individual project. This one stands out, I think, a little more. And then let's see. Okay, so we can do this in best MILF, get through the M's. Marketing of an individual project. Adventures with the Baumgartners, Adam and Eve. Altar of Aphrodite, Kelly Madison. They did a really nice job of letting us know they're making this kind of movie now. Angela 3, again, another nomination for that movie. Bad Babes from Adam and Eve. Shari DeVille for President, which I thought was really kind of a fun campaign. Danger Day from Analyzed. Darcel Lab, Mark Darcel. Girls' Way Girl of the Month. Groovy Girls Rebranding. I Am Katrina for Evil Angel. Evil Angel really did put that movie out there. They don't do a whole lot of that because it's sort of an entire brand company, but they did a nice job there. Jessica Drake is Wicked. Wicked put a lot of effort into marketing that. Justice League Triple X. They did a great job of marketing that. You couldn't go anywhere on the internet without seeing something about Justice League, and then it delivered. So nice job. Unbridled from Wicked. Viking Girls Gone Horny from Desire. And Vixen Angel. The Vixen Angel campaign is really fantastic. So's the Girls' Way Girl of the Month. I think it's hard to overlook what Wicked did with Justice League, but it's also hard to overlook what they did with Jessica Drake as Wicked. So you could see Vixen Angel or even I Am Katrina sneak in there if Wicked splits the votes. Last category for today, Best MILF Movie. Axel Braun's MILF Fest 2, Cougar Cream Pie from She Will Cheat, Filthy and MILFy from Les Wood, great title, by the way, Mark and Francesca. Kendra Lust loves Big Titty MILFs 2 from Lust Army. Lusty Busty MILFs, Adam and Eve. MILF Bound from Digital Sin, MILF Fidelity, Kelly Madison. MILF Life Crisis, Burning Angel, MILF Passage. MILF Massage 3 from Third Degree. MILF Pact, Sweet Sinner. MILF Performers of the Year 2017, Elegant Angel. Mommy Issues from Brazzers. Mother's Forbidden Romances 4 from Forbidden. Prime MILF 4 Hard X, Pure MILF 13, Pure Passion. If I never say MILF again, I'll be happy. Holy crap, every movie in the category. I have not seen all of these. Again, the MILF Performers of the Year, that Elegant Angel line is fantastic. MILF Fidelity, Kelly Madison. The MILF Bound series is kind of interesting just because it adds the BDSM category. It kind of depends on what you like. Axel Braun stuff is shot a little more like the Wicked style, where the Les Wood stuff is pure Evil Angel, awesome filth. You've got a little bit of BDSM in the MILF Bound. The Kelly Madison's always shot MILF porn because Kelly Madison herself is in that genre. Tough one here. It just kind of depends on what you like. And also, if you look at the individual movies, you're going to look at casts, and that's really going to make a difference. That's it today. We got through the best M's. We will start next time with best new imprint. Once again, sponsorship is available $100 from now until the end of this series and the end of January. I will go back and put links on the pages for the past ones. We'll mention your business at the beginning and end, just like this. Hey, visit IAFD.com for all your adult needs. You'll find listings of reviews, scene pairings, adult birthdays, entire filmographies, and fantastic stuff from my friends at IAFD.com. See? Something like that. Again, I want your feedback. I apologize for the voice today. Also, a little bit for the cadence. I'm kind of rushing, and I will slow down for the next couple. Roger at RogerReviews.com, Roger T. Pipe over on Twitter and Facebook. However you want to do feedback, I appreciate it. Questions, comments, your choice for certain categories. Also, just to let you guys know, I will be doing some guest podcasting stuff with other critics. We're going to do those after the voting so that nobody gets too bent out of shape if we talk about our ballots and not trying to influence people, just inform them a little bit. Got one lined up. If you are interested in doing a guest spot, let me know. We'll talk about a category. If there's a category you want broken down more thoroughly, let me know. And that's about it. Again, happy holidays. I hope you're all doing well and spend some time with the people you love. I am Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. Thanks for tuning in.